Hey, y'all, what's up? It's Knox. There's no music, there's no Jason, which obviously means this is not a typical over-under achievers episode. We announced on social we're not going to have one this week. We had some operations things for the PMG that ran a little over, took a little long, so we're not able to put one out this week. But in lieu of that, since there's a hole, I don't like saying hole, a void in your heart for podcast content from this feed, we did want to drop a preview of our Survivor Season 45 episode recap series that we're doing on our newsletter. You can just go to knoxmccoy.com to check that out. This is just for supporters of the newsletter. So if you're not interested in that, that's okay. If you're not watching Survivor, that's okay. But if you are watching Survivor, or if you are interested in that, or if some of those things are true, or if none of those things are true, or I've kind of lost the thread on what I was saying. Anyways, I think you get the point. Just listen to this, check it out. And if you like the vibe, you can go to knoxmccoy.com. You can support us. And when you do that, you get access to our Over Underachievers Primetime feed, which is where we are doing our Survivor recaps, as well as a variety of other episodes that we're doing on that feed. And also that includes, you might have heard me talk about the newsletter from time to time that I do, that some of the essays get paywalled, some of the other content there gets paywalled. If you support us in for these episodes, you also get access to all that. So one paywall to rule them all, I think is how the famous literary line goes. But again, that's knoxmccoy.com. Go there, support us, get access to everything that I'm writing, that Jason and I are recording on the Primetime feed. And without further ado, please enjoy this preview of our Survivor recap series.
Everybody, drop your buffs. Drop your buffs. Everybody, drop your buffs. Drop your buffs. Drop your buffs. Everybody, drop your buffs. Drop your buffs.
Hello and welcome to Drop Your Buffs. Today we will be discussing episode 4 of Survivor Season 45. Join me as always, he's got a zipper. It's Jason Waterfalls. I, for one, am the biggest fan of Bruce.
Don't do this. I hope this is a joke.
Why is it a joke? Are you saying you didn't resonate? Something that I've seen you do and you will continue to do for the rest of your life. You don't actually like that he pretended to lose the flint or whatever that was in his pocket. Is that what I'm hearing right now?
I'm just saying, I don't think he has self-awareness at all. When I'm doing bits. Okay, you caught me. All right, first of all.
We got her, America.
I would do that bit. I wouldn't do it in front of cameras on Survivor. I think that's the difference.
If you're not going to do it in front of cameras on Survivor and national television, what's the point to doing a bit? If that's the bit is the
that's
art.
That's the point. I'm no. An artist. I'm more subtle than that. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm like Banksy.
You try to act like you're a Banksy, but you're not. You're just like young Sheldon out there doing your stuff, wanting people to see it and respect it because they should, because you are very good at it. You're very good at your bits. And I think Bruce, similarly, if Jake is his audience, Jake thinks everything's the best. So yeah, you're going to get a little high and mighty when Jake is like extended laughing at everything you do.
Can we just get into it? I don't hate this cast like everybody else does.
Okay, I do. I do.
I understand. Everyone that's watched for, let's say, more than 4 seasons, like I have, I'm on my 5th season, hates this cast. I think it's just a different cast with different dynamics. I don't, like, it's still, the game of Survivor, to me, from the very little that I've seen, is the main character, not the characters. Bruce is good for the show. Keturah just... I was listening to CBS's podcast that Jeff Probst is on, and the host guy that I can't remember his name, he was like, and you know, I know this is an audio medium, but just make sure you go back and watch Keturah just shake her head, because there was no audio with it, and it was so good.
It's the best moment. It's the best moment of the season. And I just want to say to you, number one, I like your point about the main character is not the people, it's the show, because that's very much like in The Walking Dead when they were like, the villains, it's not the zombies, it's the people. You know, it's an elegant spin zone, and I appreciate you making that point. I think I would like to motion that, because I think there's, you know, the listeners, they'll hear a self-consciousness because you are a recent innovator, adapter to Survivor. So like you feel like I can't speak to some of these other people who've been watching for like 20 years or whatever. I think once you get to the 5-season mark, you're like, you're old school. You're in. So I think you don't have to have that. Once you finish the season, you've graduated, I'll hand you a diploma and you're just an OG Survivor fan. You don't have
okay,
to have
but
that.
I got to finish I'm releasing to get you from there. I appreciate that, but I've got what? However many episodes left, 9 episodes left, whatever it's going to be to get there. I get that. I don't understand why people hate the cast. And I want to hear from you on specifically this, because you got nerds trying to figure out nerds. That's fun. You got jocks and nerds trying to figure out jocks and nerds. You got jocks and jocks trying to figure out jocks and jocks. It's just a certain situation. Like, Emily came home to Drew and Austin in this episode. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, Austin is more nerd with a body. He's got nerd body, okay?
Right, right.
And, but he is, and I'm excited for his next episode. It seems like he's going to kind of get himself trapped in a pickle, it might seem
yeah.
like.
But, dark Austin in the building for a minute, yeah.
But, like, these characters are playing themselves and each other the entire time. And I love it. I think okay. It's good.
Let me back up. Did you say Austin has nerd body? Is that what I'm hearing right now?
Yeah.
What member of the Big Bang Theory body type does Austin have? Because I'm not familiar. Because Austin is a fit boy, B-O-I. He's not a nerd to me. He's built, he's cut. He feels like he could be a sensei in a dojo. You know what I'm saying?
You know, there's like mom's basement body, okay?
Uh-huh.
But then there's nerd body. Like probably
there's mom's spaghetti body, there's mom's basement body, and then there's nerd body? Is that the hierarchy?
I'm just, there are nerds that are just jacked.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And to be fair, I'm a geek. There's geeks and nerds. I'm a geek.
Right.
Okay. It's all cool. But they're like Johnny Galecki. Is that his name? I think so.
I don't know.
I nailed that one.
You said Galecki, so it made it seem inappropriate. I think it's Galecki, but I do like Galecki. I think that's okay. Fine. That's his porn star name.
Johnny Galecki. He was always wearing hoodies with a jacket over it. He's probably like just ripped to shreds underneath there. You ever notice
that? No chance. There's no chance he is. Final answer, Regis.
It's not Jim Parsons. I think it's the ultimate answer here. Wow, look at us just being CBS fans. I do not think Big Bang Theory is funny. There. Is
right.
that better?
Well, it's on TV anymore, so it's gone. So it's
it's not gone. You know, it's in syndication.
I mean, is it in syndication or is it just a streaming?
Yeah. No. It's on USA, TBS.
I would love to see some of the breakup between, because it's on Paramount Plus, right? So you've got the Taylor Sheridan audience, you know, the new Cowboys, and then you have the Big Bang heads. And I would just love to see like a watch party. But you don't like
alert.
Big Bang heads?
They're the
like
same. They're the same people.
There's no way that's true.
It is true. That's the CBS audience. People that think Big Bang Theory is funny are the same people watching Yellowstone.
I do want to. You said you're a geek. When you put on your Notre Dame Under Armour beanie, did you think this is a geek move, or were you just like, I don't care what this is? This is me right now.
That's the geek. I don't care.
You don't care. It's not about what the geek looks like.
I'm doing me.
It's how the geek goes about it.
That's right.
Didn't okay.
land that well, one, did you?
I didn't know where I was flying, to be honest. Okay. to be completely honest with you. So we'll get into the cast, but a big thanks first to everyone listening and joining us for this new podcast recap series. We are obviously doing this for our supporters on the newsletter, and we're getting to deep dive every single episode. So we do appreciate it if you are listening, and that is you. So let's do straight thoughts. You're asking about the cast. Okay. On the fundamentals, I don't think there's a huge variation in terms of like this cast is so different. I think the problem is the two quitters. So we have 4 episodes. We're averaging, I'm not a big math guy, but we're averaging 1 quit every 2 episodes. Whereas before it almost never happened. That is not great. It is not ideal. It's frustrating. And I think, in a cast where I think it feel like I think we said in the first episode we recapped, it feels like they're prioritizing narrative, background narratives, trauma manuals over like, are you just good on TV and are you interested in playing? I think this is where it's coming to bear a little bit, where it feels like we have people who are enthusiastic, energetic, extroverted, but I hate saying this, but I feel like it's true, but also not very mentally tough, you know, to deal with discomfort and being put in uncomfortable, complicated situations. And I think that's the frustration people have. I don't think it is, to your point, I don't think it's with like every specific person, individual personality. I think it's the general vibe, which feels like a lot of these people might fold at any point, and that's not a fun thing to watch.
I understand fully where you're coming from. So everything I'm about to say is not intent. It's to yes and, not contradict. For the record, I said with all due respect, Sean didn't quit. Sean played a card like he was going to quit. We've had one quitter in four episodes, and that sucks. And I do believe it's the first quitter of my Survivor life. To say that is to say that Sean played a very strong card. That was a ploy. He was not going to quit. If he was going to quit, he would have quit like old girl did, right? He played a card that he almost got through. And then he was going to go back to camp having got through that. And then he was going to play, I'm all in. I want to win this for my husband. That's what was going on there.
What are you talking about?
How
are you getting this?
He got played like a funky fiddle and then got back to camp and was dog tail between his legs with Caleb and Emily. He said in one of his talking heads or at Tribal, Sean said that, you know, he got blindsided. Bro, you were the blindside. You were trying to blindside Caleb. You can't get blindsided when you're trying to blindside your own tribe.
Yeah, that was an extreme blindside spin zone where I was like, I think you guys were just playing Survivor. I think that's what happened. I don't think anyone got victimized here.
So then he got, when they switched up the tribes, right? Drop Your Buffs, shout mm-hmm. out, not a sponsor yet. When they switched up the tribes, he ended up with four people from another tribe. It was him and four people. Three of those people, the three ladies, had a very tight alliance. So it was between him and Sifu. And I think that he saw the tides like, he's not convincing. He's not charismatic. Nice guy, whatever, blah, 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 Sean. But I think he saw it and he was like, I'm going to take a Hail Mary here and seem like I'm so sad and want to go home. I've seen this a couple of times where people are like, I think that the best thing for me right now is to just go home. But then the second they get out of that tribal and they make it, they're like, I'm here to play. And everybody's like, all right, cool. Your head's back in the game. I love that. This was a ploy. He was not going to quit.
You're insane. It 100%. I think he quit. I'm going to say the Q word. So trigger warning, if there's small ears, little ears, I just want to give you a heads up. That's a quitter. That was a quitter move. And that's the thing. I don't understand why, because when I was thinking back on the episode, I thought the show really didn't support the setup, because sometimes there have been people who have been like, I'm really emotionally in a tough place, and they've never said, I want to go home, but the message has been conveyed that like, it's not going great for your boy. So you could mercy kill and no one would be upset with that. That wasn't put out here. There was constantly him talking about and making hand gestures about, I need to fit into a little crack. And I was like, I want to clean up the verbiage here, because this isn't fun for anybody right now. And the visuals are just an apocalypse. But he kept reiterating that. He kept working. He was, realpoliticking and stuff like that. And I think he had secured what he wanted. And then he just changed. And I think the show, by not, even if there was footage supporting that he was in a tough place, I think the show choosing not to air that, either it didn't exist and he was, I don't know, like an unreliable narrator, or it does, and the show kind of wanted us to perceive him in a way that felt disingenuous, because that whole sequence felt unearned, disingenuous, and confusing, frankly. And I think that's why they articulated him how they did at the beginning of the episode as inauthentic, because he was like, I had nothing to do with this. I was just doing what I was told. Sabai was running everything. I'm so sorry. This is so weird. Let's be friends.
You're agreeing with my point. He's so disingenuous. He's so unauthentic that he did that whole bit so that there was a chance that he was going to come back and then say, I'm dedicated now. But if he goes home, because he was the clear person to vote out, right? Like, nothing else made sense. Sifu killed it in a lot of these competitions. Even though he has a weird jump shot, that's okay. It goes in. Ah,
so glad you brought that up.
Okay. But Sean, when he now gets kicked off, he looks like a great guy because he just wants to go home to his husband. But I'm telling you this, if they would have stuck with their Sifu plan, he was coming back and he was going to continue to be disingenuous.
Okay. I don't know if I agree or disagree with you, but I do think, I don't know if it was, I feel like I'm going home, so I want to go home nobly, or if he just panicked. But I do see a reality where if it doesn't work in his, he doesn't get sent home. He just gets a good night's sleep and some food. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm ready to play. I'm in,
exactly.
I'm interested in engaging.
I honestly don't like the player on the show. The character on the show. I know nothing about the actual person. I thought he had terrible gameplay.
Yeah.
Sabaya drug him along. But if anybody went up to him at any time, he would flip. Like, it was the most wishy-washy game of anybody here. Him and Bruce, see you later. Let's start playing.
I can't believe you've turned on Uncle Bruce like this. This is stunning to me.
Dude, it's honestly obnoxious. It's not even fun.
What? What?
You genuinely enjoy the Bruce character on Survivor Season 45.
Yes, I do. And you know why? Jason, because I love what he is doing to Keturah, who is otherwise probably a very smart, reasonable, competent person.
No notes.
She is breaking her down.
She can't take it. She is going to snap.
Drop your box. Everybody, drop your box. Drop, drop, drop.